This is Stacey Mahoy at StaceyMahoy.com. And today we're talking about balance. This is something that I heard John Wooden touch upon in his interview with Tony Robbins. Now, of course, we all know how important balance is for any athlete. If you're not balanced when you swing, you're probably not going to execute a good swing. If you're not balanced when you throw, when you field, you're not going to execute that skill as well as you would if you were balanced. So John Wooden talks about how physical balance is important for an athlete. However, in order to be balanced physically, he made a point that you also need to be balanced mentally and emotionally as well. And I never really thought about that as a whole connected thing. But I definitely agree that your mental and emotional state are huge in regards to the impact on your game and your performance. So I would have to agree that the more solid you are mentally and emotionally, the better you're going to perform overall. Because no matter how good you are skill-wise, right, no matter how talented you are, no matter how strong you might be, no matter how fast you might be, you can have all of that, but if you're missing the mental and emotional components, if your thoughts and your emotions are working against you instead of for you, you're not going to perform well. You're certainly not going to perform near your highest level of competence, right? You can have the best swing, but if you're going into the box and you're full of fear and worry and doubt and you lack confidence, you can't even decide what pitch to swing at and what pitch to not swing at. And if you're frozen by your fear and you don't even swing the bat, what good is it that you have an amazing, beautiful, technically sound swing? It really isn't going to matter if you don't have your thoughts and your emotions working for you so that you can perform the physical aspect well. By the same token, you can have another athlete that is less skilled, less talented, less not as strong, right? Not as fast, but they're super solid mentally and emotionally, right? They're not going through these big peaks and valleys emotionally. They're able to stay pretty even keeled. Their mind is positive. They're confident. They're calm. They're relaxed. They trust their training. They trust the processes. They trust their eyes to give the visual information the rest of their body needs to the brain, to everything else, and the brain to give the signals to the rest of the body to execute various skills, right? So they have the mental and emotional part down. Even though they're less skilled, even though their mechanics may not be as good, even though they might not have as much power or as much quickness, as much speed, they will likely perform much more consistently and at a much higher level, at least closer to their full capacity than an athlete who is highly skilled, highly talented, has the power, has the speed, has the strength, and doesn't have the sound mental and emotional maturity and skill set needed for them to actually utilize the physical capabilities that they have. So I think it's a good point, and I think it was good for me to hear it that way. In order to be physically balanced, in order to execute well physically, whether it's balance or anything else, you must be emotionally and mentally sound and balanced. So that was kind of cool to hear. And as soon as I heard that, and as soon as I had this whole thought process going on that I just shared with you, I realized how thankful I am for balance. And I'm talking about the essential oil blend, a grounding blend of essential oils that I have and I use every single day. It's literally called balance. And it does help you. Sometimes it does help people maintain their actual balance, like physical balance, when they're feeling off balance or feeling dizzy, that sort of thing. But for me, it's been most beneficial with emotional grounding, right? Keeping your emotions grounded, keeping you more even keeled, allowing me to respond and move through and process the challenges and adversities that are sure to arise on any given day, right? With 8 kids, sports mom, softball coach, business person, all these things going on, homeschooling, there are so many different things that can arise, and it can get overwhelming in a hurry. And I honestly did not even realize how stressed out I was living in, how much overwhelm I was living in until I got my essential oils, started using them regularly, including Balance and the Calming Blend as well. But I first used them for the purpose of supporting relaxation, stress relief, emotional support, basically, because there's a lot going on, right? So I love it. I love essential oils for that purpose. And Balance is one that I highly recommend to anybody, everyone I meet, especially sports moms who have so much going on, especially sports parents, I should say, that have so much going on, a demanding schedule usually, hectic, busy, you know, the pressure that comes with that life, especially for sports coaches who have all kinds of things going on. You have an entire team to manage and to address and to deal with, so all these different issues that can come up from each and every individual and from the outside and from, you know, the league officials and from the paperwork stuff and all, and from your own staff, you know, so many different things. And of course for the student athletes themselves, I mean, they are dealing with school, they're dealing with friendships, they're dealing with family stuff, they're dealing with home stuff, they're dealing with chores, they're dealing with competitive athletics. So they've got all this stuff. They can easily get into overwhelm, anxiety, doubt, frustration, all of those things that we experience as adults, they're experiencing, and they have a lot less life experience on their side. They have a lot less emotional and mental maturity. They have a lot less tools. Well, most of them have less tools in their toolkit. And while we can teach them a lot about perspective and mindset and how to shift that and practical things that they can do, including anchoring, visualization, you know, being aware of their self-talk, journaling, all those things are great. All those things are useful and helpful. But I also love having a tangible tool like essential oils that you can feel, that you can smell, that you can touch, that you can take a physical action with and have it be a catalyst or a trigger or an anchor, if you will, for the mindset and the emotional state and the mental state that you want to be in before training or performance or games or school or whatever it is that you're dealing with. So those who are familiar with anchoring as a mental game tool, even if they don't believe in any of the properties of the components that essential oils are made of and the potentially positive benefits that those things actually have on our cells in our body, right? Even if they don't believe in that, if they know about anchoring and they understand how powerful our sense of smell is, that it's the only sense that we have that's directly connected to the brain. So when we smell different scents, it oftentimes immediately triggers different memories to come up or feelings. It evokes different kinds of feelings within us. So that's why aromatherapy is so popular for uplifting mood, for re-energizing, revitalizing, for replenishing, that, you know, that sort of, you know, relaxation, stress relief, easing anxious feelings, and that sort of thing. So even if you don't believe in the actual physical, potential physical benefits that the oils could have on your cells and the physiology of them, if you know about anchoring and you understand how powerful the scent of smell is, you can begin to understand how having a scent that you connect with, feeling calm and confident, is helpful to have on hand. When you have a scent that you connect with, feeling relaxed, at ease, and trusting in your training and in your process and in what and your ability to handle whatever comes your way, when you have something that the scent is connected to those positive feelings and those solid states of mind and states of emotion, you can begin to see how utilizing the essential oils prior to training, prior to pregame, prior to getting on the field is helpful. How utilizing them in between games when things maybe not didn't go as well or didn't go how you wanted them to, using them between at bats, between innings, right, or during situations that are starting to get challenging and you're starting to feel like you're on edge or being challenged physically and mentally and emotionally, right? Your opponents are coming at you. The game can tell when you're not prepared. How many times have you seen the person who makes an error get the next ball and the next ball, right? Because they're not ready, and the ball looks, it's like the ball looks for those weak spots. So if you're prepared and you have this tangible tool that you can use in your toolkit to help enhance all of the mental game stuff that your coaches and your parents are providing you with, it's an extremely, in my opinion, it's an extremely useful tool to have at your fingertips at any given moment, whether you're on the field or off the field. And I know for myself, as someone who strives to be the best that I can be, highly productive, highly efficient, highly effective in every possible way, right? I'm always looking for different ways to get better and better and better at that. And I'll talk about other things that I'm doing and other, you know, training, audio trainings that I do. But essential oils is definitely something that I have incorporated every single day, and I absolutely notice a difference in my health, in my well-being, in my productivity, in my emotional state, my mental state, when I forget or I get lazy about using them on a regular basis. Absolutely, without a doubt, for me, I can feel the difference, I can tell the difference, and it's a clear it's a clear sign. They're so quick, fast, and easy to use that there really is no excuse for not taking 30 seconds in the morning or 1 minute in the morning to put your oils on or to get the diffuser going or whatever it is, however it is that you want to use them, and utilize them, because it just, it does not take a lot of time. And those little things that we do day in and day out are really what give us, that add up, and they build and culminate in the big, massive results and changes and progress and achievement, or just a culmination of all those things that we're looking for, the effectiveness, the efficiency, and the results, basically. So it's one of those little things. It doesn't take a lot of time to do it. And it's so small that sometimes you feel like, oh, it's okay if I don't do it today. I'll just skip it. It's okay if I just, you know, I don't have time for that. And a lot of times it's the things that we're like, I don't have time for that, that are the things that will absolutely change your game and change your life, right? I heard that in a business talk, actually. It says the thing that, what's the one thing in your business that you're like, I don't have time to do that? That thing is what is going to take your business to the next level fastest and with massive results. And so I always remember that when I'm coaching, when I'm taking care of myself, when I'm taking care of my kids, like the thing that you're like, I don't have time for that. And it's so small, right? And yet you're putting it off, but those tiny little things that we do day in and day out or don't do day in and day out have an effect, positive or negative. So I, for one, notice, hands down, when I'm using my oils, I feel better, I do better. It's easier for me to manage anything that comes my way. I'm more productive. I feel more of my mood is different, and I feel like I'm a better person for others when I'm using my essential oils. When I forget, when I get lazy, when I get into that, you know, high stress, I don't have time for this, there's too much going on, that's exactly when you need it most, is those times when you're getting stressed out. Because stress does that, right? It takes us out of doing the very basic, small little things that we know are good for us, that we know we should do. I mean, as basic as getting a good night of sleep, going to sleep at a decent hour, eating meals, drinking enough water. When we're stressed out, a lot of that stuff goes out the window, you know? We're skipping things that are so basic and so routine and so part of everyday life. But because of stress, because of worry, because of anxiety, because of anxiousness, a lot of times we're just so consumed by that stuff that we're not even doing the little things that we should do. And so that's especially when you need to go back to the basics and go back to the little things. And for me, that includes utilizing my essential oils on a regular basis. So if this is something that speaks to you or that piques your interest, right, or you're wondering, well, what else is possible, message me or email me, stacy@stacymahoy.com or oils, O-I-L-S, @stacymahoy.com. Send me a message. We'll talk story. Let me know what your biggest questions are, what kinds of health or training or stress-related, sleep-related issues you're dealing with, and we'll find you some solutions. So message me, email me. If you have any other questions, feel free to contact me, and I will get back to you and work with you on getting you the answers that you're looking for. Thanks so much for listening, and have a fabulous season.